Blog Talk Radio.
It's 1 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. And it's time now for Namaste Nutrition with Claudia Cleary. Be happy, be healthy, be complete in body, mind, spirit. Claudia's advice is always uplifting and inspirational. Get joyfully motivated every week with Namaste Nutrition. And now, here's Claudia.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Claudia Cleary and Namaste Nutrition. I am so excited to have you here joining us today. I am really looking forward to the show, and I'm looking forward to connecting with all of you. I would just like to talk a little bit before we begin about some nutritional information that I think might be of interest to anybody who is listening in. If you would like to check out www.shop.com, it's shop.com/Claudia Cleary, you can go online and check out some of the specials that we are running right now in health and wellness and in nutritional supplementation. There is a whole variety of different tip specials that are available right now on my website, and I think that might be of interest to some of you, especially if you're dealing with a great deal of stress, or if you're concerned about your immune system and immune support. You can take a look at some of the different areas of interest under health and wellness and find the different kits. I know that they are significantly decreased in price when you buy them together as a kit, the individual products, compared to if you decide that you'd like to purchase the products individually. Sometimes the savings can be up to almost 40%, and it might be of interest to some of you out there if you're concerned about which supplementation to try, especially if you go to a store, whether it's a health food store, and you get confused like I did before I did my master's degree. And I just thought that maybe some of those of you out there, also if you're concerned about joint health, we have a whole kit that's available for joint support and bone support as well. If anybody has any questions about any of these kits or any of the other supplementation products that I work with, please don't hesitate to email me. My email is claudia.cleary@yahoo.com. And please feel free to send me an email if you have a question. And I would seriously love to have a dialogue with you and help you out any way that I possibly can concerning health. Now, for the exciting part of our show, I am so delighted to have on with us today Sonia Choquette, who is a globally celebrated and dynamic spiritual teacher, sixth sensory consultant, enchanting storyteller, and transformational visionary guide. She's known for her delightful humor and skill in quickly shifting people out of difficulty and into flow. She's the author of 19 internationally best-selling books on intuitive awareness, personal growth, creativity, and transformational leadership, including the New York Times bestseller, The Answer is Simple. Sonia is inspiring a global conscious movement around the truth that we as humans are divine beings endowed with six senses to guide us through life, and insists that we must actively and rely on our innate sixth sense in order to make the most authentic, well-informed, healthy, and soul-satisfying decision possible. Her work has been published in over 40 countries and in 37 languages, making her one of the most widely read authors and experts in her field in the world. Because of her unique gift, Sonia is in high demand around the world as she is unsurpassed in effectively helping both individuals and organizations dramatically improve their experience in empowering and transformational ways. Sonia, welcome so much to our program today.
Hi, I'm happy to be here. Thank you so much.
I am so happy. You are so welcome. I am so happy to be talking with you today. It is such a delight to have you here.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I just wanted to tell you that I have been reading Diary of a Psychic, Shattering the Myths, one of your books that you published in the mid-90s, and I find it fascinating. Your book is such an awesome read. It's very, very readable and very engaging. Did you have anybody help you write any of the books that you have written, the early ones, or have you been writing all of these yourself exclusively?
No. I've written them all, and it's funny that you say that because the very first book I wrote was The Psychic Pathway, mm-hmm. and I was insecure about it, so I actually took it to someone to look mm-hmm. at it, and she asked me if English was my first language. So that was a big ouch, but, you know, I still mm-hmm. turned it in, and it got published, and the editor at Random House who published that book said, you know, what I love is that I feel like you're talking to me. And that's mm-hmm. all I am doing as a writer. I've written all my own books, and I'm just talking to you on paper.
It's marvelous, too, to see, because I get the same feeling that you're just talking to somebody, having a basic dialogue, mm-hmm. even out of the Diary of a Psychic, too. And it's just so fascinating and so readable. And it's such a wonderful window into the world of somebody developing their skill set from a young age into becoming what an amazing gift you are to the planet today.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, because that is exactly the reason why I wrote the book, was to let people know, take them into my journey, but also hopefully in the process remember their own. And mm-hmm. even perhaps reflect on where they might have actually given up on their own journey, and mm-hmm. and realize that at any given point, you can get right back into the experience of your soul awakening, because it's natural. We mm-hmm. all have a sixth sense, and we all at some point either work with it or abandon ship. But mm-hmm. it doesn't go away. Our attention goes away.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what Diary of a Psychic was about, was to really help people walk back and retrieve the connection to their own inner voice by seeing what a sloppy process it is and was for me.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that with anything, when you're walking a path that hasn't been traditionally trod, it's going to be a little challenging until you can sort of figure out what those markers are along that path. And, you know, it's really remarkable reading some of what you had gone through as a child, you know, some of the negativity and the hostility from some of the readings that you had to do before you found your teachers. And I guess another question that had come up to me when I was reading this, because my daughter is very intuitive. How do you go about finding the right teacher for yourself if you are working on developing the skill sets of trying to, you know, either a specific area or you know, a whole set of skills? Where do you go to look?
Well,
can you give anybody
some
use? The
first place is come to me. I have devoted myself to teaching at the level that I have been taught. So I would say first come to my books if you're looking, because at least then you have a good solid grid for understanding what does in fact support you. But I do think that reading books of authors, not even exclusive to me, that you feel like you've been really, they speak to you. And also look in your area and ask around, but I always tell my students, a real teacher sets the student free.
Mm-hmm.
So the experience needs to be gauged by, am I witnessed? Am I empowered? Am I free? Do I feel supported and yet free to follow and do what feels right to me while having guidance? Or do I feel controlled? And fortunately, different from when I was a kid, Mm-hmm. In these days and age, in this day and age, there are good teachers around, and this is a mm-hmm. subject that has just exploded into the public field, and I think it's because of the internet. And the reason why is because I think the internet is actually modeled after our intuitive ability. I think that that's how we get, mm-hmm. how did we come up with that idea, except that that's how we tap into the quantum field.
Yeah.
Naturally.
Neil Donald Walsh put out an amazing movie about the quantum field, and it was about the neural net and this global neural net that we have around the planet. Man, what's the name of that movie again?
Indigo.
It's called Indigo, and it was a phenomenal movie about children who are like this, the Indigo children.
Right.
And before we go on from there, I just want to sort of digress just a little bit. There's a comment in our chat room from one of our listeners. Her name is Amanda Dodd, and she wrote, I've read Deborah Lynn Cass's book, Are You Psychic? And there was a good mention of Sonia in there. It was a great book. So I just had to pass that along to anybody listening. So I just thought that you would enjoy that comment. It's good to know that there are people out there who are willing to teach those who want to learn. I think that this is, like, long overdue. I do have a question for you, too, that had just occurred to me. What is your take on children who learn differently, kids who've been diagnosed with ADHD or children who have Asperger's and their innate ability to tap into their innate psychic capability?
Well, I actually think that these souls are whole brain souls who are being diagnosed because they don't and did not come in to fit into a linear, exclusively left brain system of perception. I think they're all very evolved and conscious souls who are trying to interface a very archaic education system that doesn't even acknowledge the soul.
Mm-hmm.
So, and one of those was my own daughter. She had, she was diagnosed with all kinds of disabilities and this and that. And I put up with it for about 3 years and worked with her on the side. Then I took her out of school and homeschooled her. And now she's a straight-A college student. I took her out when she was in fifth grade.
Okay.
And it was in those middle school years. They said, you'll never be good in math, and you can't read. And it was just sabotaging her. I was like, no, you aren't teaching her correctly. And she was extraordinarily intuitive, very perceptive, very clear, and the system just couldn't embrace that. So
it's heartbreaking when we have these school systems and just systems in general across the country that expect people to fit into their holes when they are not the right shape to accommodate us.
And now the whole system is imploding, thank goodness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not to say and invalidate. There are wonderful teachers, and my daughter had plenty of private tutors that were fantastic. And a couple of school teachers that really did see and witness her as a whole being.
Mm-hmm.
But I just feel like all these diagnostics are, to a large degree, reflections on kids that are more advanced and learn differently and perceive things differently than the system is designed to allow. And our systems, educational systems, are pretty conventionally in place to teach everyone to be a follower, not a leader.
Mm-hmm.
So now she's a college, she's a junior, she's straight A honor roll in a creative writing major.
Wow.
So fast forward to that a little bit. She's 23 now.
That's wonderful. That's great. What does she want to be when she grows up?
She is already doing intuitive work, mentoring, guiding, and creative writing, and she wants to specialize in kids.
That's wonderful. Yeah, we need to be able to tap into the skill sets that children have so that they can maximize who they are instead of being expected to conform to what society tells them they're going to be.
And we need to give them that intuitive voice.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, Sonia, I do have another question for you. What events do you have coming up in the next year that you would like to tell people about?
Well, let's see. I have in-house, I have a, a training that I'll have, a six sensory training for those who want to really fine-tune their skills in a classroom setting. It's a four-day event, and it's just very empowering. And people in all industries come now, because we're all beginning to recognize that to succeed today, you need all six senses. But I also created a lot of online courses for people, including taking my online my in-person training over 5 years, and I fine-tuned it to be the best of the best of the best, so that if people can't come, I come to them now, because I feel like that we can learn in a number of settings. I have an Ask Your Guides course where I teach people how to work with spirit guides. I'll be teaching that in March. And I have a couple of events in with my publisher who puts on events called I Can Do It, where I do one day and shorter events. And all of that is on my calendar. So I have so many different ways for people to be able to learn, because I am pretty devoted as a teacher. And I have online courses. I have an intuitive training. I have a training for in manifesting goals, and I have a training for working with your guides, a training for working with your chakras and healing your energy body. So there, I really do have a lot of avenues for people that will suit what is possible for them. I even have an online course called The Answer Simple that people can get for a dollar
online. Sounds wonderful.
I said, just really want people to know that there are ways to support themselves and to feel more expanded and happier and more grounded and healthier. And I really do want people to have that experience. So that is available. The Answer is Simple. Love yourself, live your spirit.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You are really interesting and engaging to talk to. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Do you have anything that you can release as predictions for the upcoming next few months or up to like the next year? Because we're coming to the end of the Mayan calendar, the end of 2012. And I would like to know if you have had any messages from your guides that you could release to the people who are listening about what to expect for the next year or so, and what you see happening in various places in the country, something that just sort of is the most important that you can relate right now to anybody listening in, especially if they're a little concerned about some of the things that, you know, have been forecasted in the past concerning doom and gloom.
Well,
yes.
These are the end times of many things that I feel are important to recognize. These are the end times for us living as victims and not feeling empowered. And these are the end times for giving our power and authority away while ignoring our intuition. And these are the end times for ignoring our planet and not being connected to it and feeling like it's ours to take care of, mine to take care of, and yours. So for those people who perhaps are not really on board with those ideals and those shifts of consciousness, these are going to be rough times. But for those who even remotely open up to the idea of maybe I am more empowered and maybe I actually do co-create, and I wonder if that really is something that's true and I can move in that direction, and maybe I actually have far more connection to my intuition than I acknowledge, and I'm just going to move in and into a stronger connection with that and commitment, and start honoring what I feel, at least to the point of acknowledging it, then these are very powerful beginning times. And the pendulum is starting to swing in a new direction where we're going to become more conscious and more aware of our impact on one another, the impact our choices make on ourselves, our lives, our families, our communities. And I really do feel that as we take more personal interest in what's possible for us and try new things, that this upcoming year is actually going to be one that's really very exciting. I don't feel that this is the end of the world.
Okay.
I just feel that it is the end of certain things that we've depended upon that have allowed us to be victimized. And part of that is...
Can you give some examples of that? Can you give some examples?
You know, maybe subscribing to work that every single part of us doesn't want to be involved in.
Mm-hmm.
And forcing ourselves to hold on to jobs we hate, and which causes to be resentful and negative and then unsupported and then put on the street. Instead
mm-hmm.
of looking at that as a horrible experience, you say, maybe I was just liberated.
Mm-hmm.
Just something better, more positive. Maybe my soul is designed to do something more meaningful and more
mm-hmm.
in alignment with who I am. And maybe I need to really give that a full 100% chance.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of thing I'm talking about, that the things that cause us pain, if we can look at them with fresh eyes,
mm-hmm.
we can see through the wall of pain and through the disruption and the and the deconstruction is invitations to something better, and that we're not ever stuck or at the mercy of other people. And even like I had a whole group of young people that I was mentoring go down and help rebuild Joliet where the tornado wiped it out last year.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And they said it was the most exhilarating collaborative experience they've had ever. And renewed their love of life and people. Whereas
mm-hmm.
before they were cynical, you know, internet babies that just were so disconnected from
mm-hmm.
everything in the feeling body. So we are being reconnected through all these disruptions, both to our own true authentic selves and to one another and to the planet. So I actually feel that though it's shake, rattle, and roll, and believe me, my own life has been as disrupted as anybody's this last year, we have to have faith and deep interest that it's
mm-hmm.
for, that what is happening is calling us all to a greater and higher potential, good and expression of self. So I do think we might see some more crazy energy patterns with weather.
Mm-hmm.
I do think we might have some heat waves again like we had
mm-hmm.
in the Midwest. I
mm-hmm.
do think that we will experience a little bit more around some pretty significant earthquakes, and there might be one in the States. But I still don't feel that we should focus on that because
mm-hmm.
in reality, those things have always been the case. The Earth is a living, breathing thing. And it does
yeah.
shake, rattle, and roll. Let us instead focus on being present, being mindful of our inner voice, making choices that we can feel good about in our skin, being more
mm-hmm.
willing to be the authority, the author of our life, open to receiving mentoring and guidance, but not giving our power away.
Very
not
important.
Believing someone else is going to make it work for us. But
mm-hmm.
that maybe someone else can give us tools that we can help make it work for ourselves. So I encourage people and I encourage everybody to listen to everyone else at a deeper level. Let us reconnect and give one another our interest, our time, our respect,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and really. What happens when you do that is the greater self in one another comes forward. And when somebody feels really heard and really witnessed, their cynicism and their negativity drop pretty quickly. So we can all become pretty powerful healers very quickly.
Yeah, just listening, giving.
Right.
Yeah, giving help. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And my personal experience with people is that when you step outside of yourself and you assist someone else, you stop thinking about the misery that you feel is the biggest cloud over your own life and start focusing on someone else, and it shifts everything energetically for you. And I would agree with 100%, yes. I will say this. There is quite a bit of interest in talking to you today, and I do believe that we have some callers that have called in. Would you be willing to talk to some people? I'm going to make this as a stipulation for anybody who would like to talk to Sonia, and that is that if you'd like to ask her a question, please keep it to one, because there will probably be more callers who will come on. And so to make sure that we get a chance to talk to everyone, please make sure you keep your comments short, brief, and to the point. So we have a caller right now on hold. It's area code 631. You're on with Sonia.
Hi, Sonia. This is Chris. How are you?
Hi, Chris. I'm happy to talk to you. How are you?
I'm very well. I'm happy to talk to you. Thank you for taking my call. My question was pertaining to career. I love what I do. I'm ecstatic about what I do. I just wonder if there's anything pertaining to my career that I'm missing the mark on, or I know I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, but there's that little feeling that I feel like I'm missing something.
I think the part that's missing is that you really do have a leader in you.
Okay.
There is a joy waiting to be experienced as you step into a role where you really can lead and empower others from that leadership place. And maybe even reflect on that in yourself.
Yeah.
And not be afraid to voice that.
Okay.
And to share that with the people you work with, and really volunteer to advance yourself into more of a leadership role.
Absolutely. I've been avoiding that, and that's where I have to, absolutely.
Yeah.
I agree.
So that's the next step. So rather than what's missing, the question should be what's next?
Yes, what's next?
And I'm ready. And for you, it's leadership.
I am ready. I'm definitely ready.
You are, and hear it in your voice.
That's
it's reflecting
great.
Your heart and your truth. So
yeah, you put a big smile on my face when
you
said that.
Yay. Then that's how you can always tell it's your true spirit, because it comes with a big smile and a sparkle in your eye.
Absolutely, absolutely. So I am doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
Yes.
I feel it in my heart.
Yes, just carry to the next step.
Thank you so much.
How wonderful.
I love it, Claudia. Thank you. Thank you so much, Sonia.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day. Our next caller is 615. Hello, you're on with Claudia and Sonia. Welcome.
Oh, hi, Claudia. Thank you so much for taking my call. I'm Sonia. This is Audrey in Dallas. I was the one who gave you the doll. I don't know if you'll ever remember me.
I know who you are, Audrey.
Oh, my God, when I heard your voice and heard you were on the show, I went, oh, my goodness, I love her. I still have my Trust Your Vibes book signed by you, and I'll never forget meeting you and being in your workshops, how powerful and beautiful you are, and just really, truly an angel. You're just a blessing to everyone. So I'm delighted to speak with you. I wanted to know what you see ahead for me career change-wise. I've been working diligently towards shifting into more of my heart's desire. I guess that was a course I took from you, the heart's desire, manifesting my heart's desire and creativity.
Well, there's a couple of things, Audrey. The first is, have you considered or are you willing to consider the viability of working for yourself?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Because that's your heart's desire.
Yes, it is.
And it's like you keep skirting the edges of that, where it's time to maybe really decide maybe 2013 is the year you initiate that.
Uh-huh.
Because you, too, really do have a capacity to touch souls, uplift, inspire, that is not allowed within the context of your work the way it is when you work for others. You need more freedom to express yourself. But the value of your gifts is huge. And you can rely on your talents to support you. And that is a big question. It won't take a lot for you to have that affirmation. But it won't be possible until you make that decision. And your intuition is encouraging that very much for you.
Yeah. I guess I just don't know, as my own enterprise, what the enterprise should be. You know, that's the issue.
Your guide, really, I would recommend this as your very first step. You're a teacher. You're a guide. You uplift. So maybe you might even, as an experiment, teach my book, Your Heart's Desire.
Okay.
To a group of people. And just say you're facilitating it. You don't qualify yourself by being an expert. You just say, I just hold the space and we'll work through this. Because by the end of that, what you'll discover is just how powerful an influence you are on people. And that you can actually do coaching, mentoring, teaching, uplifting, and there is a real need for it. So that would be the definition of success, is do the next thing, and I would start there.
Okay, well, wonderful. Well, thank you so much. It's so wonderful to hear your beautiful voice again.
And thank you for such positive feedback. I'm so, so grateful.
I'm grateful for you. Thank you, Paul.
It's wonderful to have you on here. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Our next caller is area code 414. Hello, you're on with Claudia and Sonia. Welcome to the program. Oops, I think we lost them. All right, our next caller is 509. Welcome to the program. You're on with Sonia and Claudia.
Hi, Sonia. Hi, Claudia. This is Amanda Dodd calling. First two callers, I'm in the same boat, I guess, doing healing intuitive work and just wondering, where should I be focusing? What's next?
Well, I think that the important thing to focus on is that there's not so much what's the right thing, but really to recognize that the kind of gifts and the kind of skills that you possess and that you share are not linear, and that you actually disrupt your natural flow if you think I have to specialize in this or that, because then you become exclusionary to other gifts. So what's next is to change your perception to see that you have a whole constellation of abilities.
Well, maybe next is the wrong way to phrase it.
And, well, I get what you mean. I definitely mean, how can I get more grounded in my practice? How can I get more out there in the world?
Yeah.
How can I be more recognized and become more financially viable? So the first thing of what's next is to really recognize the value of the work you do, and know it without question that it is truly life-saving work. It is soul-saving work.
I absolutely adore you. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming on, Amanda. It was a pleasure to hear your voice. The thought that had come into my head while I was listening to what Sonia was saying was that if you'd like to expand on what you're doing, have you thought about writing some articles about your experiences or about some of the interesting clients that you've had? Of course, you changed the names to protect the innocent, but that was what came to my mind. I don't know how Sonia would think about this. I'd be very interested to find out.
Well, absolutely. Announce yourself. You know, it's like the shoemaker. Everyone's walking around barefoot and you're the shoemaker, but there's no porch light on.
Exactly.
So it's a service to announce yourself. Mm-hmm. And we get scared with these alternative abilities because we're uncertain as to whether or not the world is ready for us. But do believe it. The world is most definitely ready. And to announce yourself online, on articles, offer your services by calling radio stations saying I might be someone interesting to interview. But most importantly, before you do any of that, know your worth instead of hoping the world will acknowledge your worth.
I've heard that expressed in different ways. It's so true. If you don't value yourself, nobody else is going to see that value in you.
And especially in intuitive work, people mm-hmm. will not only not see it, they will invalidate you.
Oh, yeah.
They will aggressively invalidate you.
Yeah,
so,
well, your diary psychics would explain that, yeah.
Yeah, so if you go in saying, look, I'm not looking for validation. Mm-hmm. I know who I am, and I know the value of what I do. I am here to be of service. Then you're going to have a whole different experience as a practitioner, and you're going to be very busy.
Oh, yeah. We have another question from
our producer, from
Amanda.
Hi, Sonia. Thank you for actually coming on our show. I really appreciate you being here. I saw you in St. Louis back when you were here a year or so ago, and I actually saw you even before that in California. And when I first saw you, you really influenced me and taught me a lot about, being intuitive and going out there and writing the book. I've been working with Creating Your Heart's Desire, and I'm just hoping you're going to come back to St. Louis really soon. So my question was, when are you going to come back and make another trip so that I can come and participate and see you again?
Oh, I would love to give you a date. I don't know. And yet, what I would like to extend is an invitation for you to get on a road trip and come up to Chicago.
Well, I might just have to do that. Yeah. Claudia and I might just have to come out and see you in Chicago. You're wonderful, and your work has really been a big part of my life. I've participated in your sit-ups events that you've done and a lot of other work that you've done, and I plan on going further with it. So I just really appreciate you coming on the show today.
I am very grateful, and it's been a great pleasure. I am devoted, and it is my joy in life to support and uplift souls, teaching them to follow their intuition, trust their vibes, and manifest their heart's desire. And for every person who does that, you become part of the solution of the planet, and that's my joy. So I really appreciate the affirmation, and thank you so much.
Yeah, and thank you, too. And I wanted to say also, thank you for writing Traveling at the Speed of Love. I love that video that you did. That song is very beautiful.
Thank you. It's on YouTube for anybody listening.
Yes, it is. Thank you. So I'm going to go back to producing. Thanks, Claudia, for letting me say hello to you. And I'll continue working with your stuff, Sonia. You're a great inspiration for me. And I'm working on that book, too, you told me about that I was going to write, too. Thank you.
And you know what? You will. So send it my way when you do.
Yeah, Amanda and I connected, and we've been doing a lot of work together ever since. Thanks, Amanda. Sonia, do we have any other callers, Amanda? Not at this point. Okay.
Yeah,
so let's just go back to talking.
I'm just going to have to hop off for in a minute or two because I have my own radio show coming up.
Oh, wonderful. Well, I'm really excited that you took some time out of your schedule to spend with us. Yeah, would you please do me a big favor and let people know where your radio show is going to be so that if they'd like to come and listen, they can?
Oh, absolutely. I have a weekly radio show on hayhouseradio.com. And
okay.
It's 2 to 3 Central, and it is also a call-in show, and I do it every Wednesday. So just from this, they can hop over to that, and that would be, I would love to have them. Plus, the Hay House Radio has wonderful shows that would be supportive. So I start it too. And but before I go, I just want to say how grateful I am to have been part of your audience and how generous of you to allow me to come in and just share a few moments with you.
Are you kidding? It's an honor to have you here. It really is. You're one of the few. It's one of the things that I have made it my mission in life to do. I'm an emerging intuitive myself, and I mean, I've known for a long time that I had skill sets for healing and energy work, but I'm a holistic nutritionist by practice and a yoga teacher. And the one thing that I absolutely love about what I've seen with you is that you're a balanced intuitive, and you're healthy, and you take care of all aspects of your life. And I think that that is so key and so critically important for so many people to look at you and to see that balance, because your health is just as important as the spiritual. And so if you neglect it, it's going to end up affecting what you can do psychically, because you're going to end up having some, you're going to have some health challenges. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That is so true. And I just that is the first thing I teach. Get back into your body so mm-hmm. that you are in charge and not being pushed around by everyone else's energy or just scrambling to feel good. So I'm thrilled to have you being out there passing that message along and helping people. And it was a real pleasure being on your show today.
Oh, thank you so much for coming on. And I just wanted to let people know that if you would like to check out Sonia's website, it's www.trustyourvibes.com. That's TRUSTYOURVIBES.com. And Sonia, thank you so much for taking time to join us. And if anybody is interested in any of the books, the trainings, connecting with Sonia for a reading. I know you have limited hours. I understand that. please, definitely go to her site and check it out. And Sonia, I look so much forward to reconnecting with you at some point soon so that we can have you back on here.
It would be a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, all my...
We are going to be going to a commercial, and we will be back in just a couple of minutes. Please don't leave, because we have some more discussion about different things involving nutrition and wellness and how it relates to your own skill set with your intuition. Thank you so much for listening, and we will be right back. This is Namaste Nutrition on www.blogtalkradio.com/GGM.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese. And guess what? Egg rolls showed up. Like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and...
Ranger Station.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting in the forest.
Uh-huh.
1 second I'm having a smoke. Next thing I know, I'm face-to-face with Smokey Bear.
Wow.
And he told me it only takes one spark to start a wildfire.
Did you know 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans?
I had no idea.
That's why Smokey's famous and you're not. If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent what?
Packers.
Vikings.
We come from different places.
Uptown.
Downtown.
We come to different conclusions.
Half empty.
Half full.
But when we live united, we make a real difference in the building blocks of life. Children succeed in school, families gain financial stability, the health of our neighbors improves, and suddenly so do our communities. Real change won't happen without you.
Live united.
So give, advocate, volunteer, live united. Sign up today at liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
We're open for business. The Greater Good Ministries Book and Gift Shop is now open for business, featuring metaphysical and uplifting books from your favorite authors, such as Doreen Virtue, Wayne Dyer, Michael Edward Owens. We've added handcrafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, pendants, earrings, and bracelets, and now have an exclusive selection of crystals, rocks, and stones for your metaphysical toolbox. Take a look at our hand-dug Arkansas crystals, imported Brazilian crystals, Tibetan crystals, and Reiki healing stones. All of our rocks, crystals, and stones have been Reiki-infused, blessed, and cleared, ready for use. You can reserve your copy of Crystal Healing 2012 and Beyond, Reverend B's new book, A Comprehensive Guide of Rocks, Crystals, and Stones for the New Age. visit ggmradio.com and click Bookshop in the menu bar. That's ggmradio.com.
Today's episode, Bobcat in the Cave.
Oh, nuts! There's a bobcat in this cave! Save us, Sassy! You will, but first you'd like to stress the importance of cat adoption? Over 5 million cats go into animal shelters every year and they need to be adopted? Help us, Sassy! Why bother? We'll just get into more trouble tomorrow?
Sassy is brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org. Remember, adopt!
Feels warmer sleeping here alone. You know I dream in color and do the things I want. You think you got the best of me, think you've had the last laugh, bet you think that everything good is gone. Think you left me broken down, think that I'll come on and back. Doesn't kill you, makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes a fighter. What steps even lighter. Doesn't mean I'm over, 'cause you're gone. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger, stronger. Just leave yourself and I. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
There is only one mother, and she gives herself freely. So give thanks to her. give thanks to her. And when you have completed your visit with our mother, leave no trace. Leave no trace.
You're listening to Greater Good Ministries Radio and Namaste Nutrition with Claudia Cleary. And now, back to the program.
This is Claudia Cleary, and this is Namaste Nutrition on GGM Radio. I would like to say thank you to all of the people who have been listening in, and to just shout out to those who called in and asked a question to our guest, Sonia Choquette, and a big thank you from GGM Radio and from me and from my producer, Amanda, to Sonia for coming on to the show and taking time out of her schedule to speak to you and to engage in a little bit of meaningful explanations about some of the things that will be happening to the planet, and we're just talking about how people's consciousnesses are going to be changing as we move into 2013, and it's not that far off. Yes, we have the month of December, and we always seem to look towards the next year at this time, but it's also good to remember that as we move forward, you know, we still have the rest of the year to go. And that there will probably be more changes as we continue to move through December and towards Christmas and New Year's. So I'd like to put this out as a thought to all of the people who are out there. If you are interested in making some changes for 2013 for yourself, sit down and start creating an idea list. Just brainstorm. Let those ideas flow out of you. Don't look at where they're coming from. Just sort of turn the left part of your brain off and just generate some ideas, especially health-related ideas, whether it has to do with really working on emphasizing better nutrition and exercise, yoga classes, supplementation, correct supplementation, or if you'd like to start to do things that involve learning new skills, whether it is developing your psychic muscles and becoming more intuitive or just fine-tuning and refining what you currently have. Think about the things that you really, really want to do. I have a very long bucket list of things I'd like to do before I die. But you can create a shorter version of that list as to what you'd like to accomplish during 2013. And then that way, you can look at that list and maybe you can minimize it down to, say, 10 different things that you really want to work on and start implementing those 10 things in January. Start with two or three of them and then move towards more. And if you end up noticing that you've come to the middle of the year, say June or July, and you've already accomplished everything on your short list, maybe then you could reevaluate and make it a little bit longer. But it's just some food for thought, especially since we are coming to a close of a time period in history where there are certain systems and government agencies and other organizations that are not necessarily working towards our best interests. And we can start to take some of that strength and knowledge and power back for ourselves and say, you know what? This is not serving me. And as far as health goes, and as Namaste Nutrition as a show itself goes, you know, think about all areas of your health
in all areas of nutrition. And what you end up doing, you're putting out, and what you end up bringing back in, it all relates to health and wellness. And so when you start to incorporate things that bring you joy in your life, not things that other people think that you should do, it's going to end up changing the way that you think about and relate to other people and the way that they relate to you. So I'd like you to take those words of suggestions and do with them as you see fit. And I hope that I'll see you back here next week on Namaste Nutrition. So thank you very much for listening, and I hope that you have a marvelous week. And once again, if you'd like, I would really be very honored if you would check out my website and our kit specials at www.shop.com/Claudia Cleary. And you can do all kinds of fun things on there besides look into health and wellness as well. So if you have any questions about that, you can email me at claudia.cleary@yahoo.com. And I would welcome having you email me and have some discussions about health and wellness or about whatever needs that you might have coming into the month of December. So I hope that you have a marvelous afternoon, and I will see you back here next Wednesday. Namaste.